Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Story caught my attention the other day across my desk. Had a couple words in the headline. Keywords, as far as I'm concerned, motorist caught going 150 miles per hour in Dodge Charger Hellcat. Charged with reckless driving. And the car is now impounded. So this is what happens, unfortunately, if you take those cars out and push them to the limits. You know, I've got a Dodge Viper. I hear it goes that fast. But, you know, I don't know if you can believe everything you hear. Brandon Champion wrote this story for MLive.com, which is a Michigan news source. And just because it can doesn't mean you should. The Michigan State Police made that statement after they caught a motorist going 150 miles per hour on I-75. And if you're familiar with Michigan, I-75, of course, is a highway that goes from top to bottom. Basically runs from the Ohio border up through the top of the Lower Peninsula, across the Mackinac Bridge, and up to Sault Ste. Marie, which is where one of its terminuses is. One of its endpoints. Termini? But of course, I-75 then proceeds southward down through the country and winds up down in Florida. But I-75 north of Detroit, there are some stretches of it that are pretty straight and pretty flat. Nice road. Nice road for the most part, especially compared to other roads in Michigan, but doesn't mean you need to get out there and open it up. So the man driving the car was spotted at approximately 7 a.m. on Sunday morning when a trooper was stationed on the major highway near Laring Road in Holly Township. I know this area well. 7 a.m. Sunday morning, that road is pretty desolate. Now, there's other times where it's more desolate. I'd guess about 2 or 3 a.m. be very desolate. But the problem, of course, with that road is, among other things, deer hang out near the roadway. And if you are driving it at night, especially in the early morning hours, you will often see deer grazing at the roadside. And should you go zooming by a deer at 100 miles an hour, in relative terms, if you were to hit that deer, it would not be good. So, not for you or the deer. The trooper observed a white Dodge Charger Hellcat recklessly passing other vehicles heading northbound. So apparently the road was not completely clear. The trooper conducted a traffic stop a mile down the highway and arrested the driver for reckless driving. He also was issued a citation for window tint. At this point, the window tint seems like such a minor thing. The Hellcat has been towed and is impounded at this moment. So the driver was apparently arrested and taken into custody. Now, you might ask about the legalities of this. And I will tell you that many states have laws regarding a certain amount above the speed limit is per se reckless driving. I don't believe Michigan has that. I tried finding it. And I always assumed we did, but I couldn't find a citation for it. Other states, famously, if you're doing 20 or more above the limit, boom, you're reckless. 25 above the limit, you're reckless. But Michigan's reckless driving statute defines reckless driving as a person operating a vehicle upon a highway or a frozen public lake, stream, or pond, or other place open to the general public, included but not limited to an area designated for the parking of motor vehicles, in willful or wanton disregard of the safety of persons or property, is guilty of a misdemeanor. Good for 93 days in jail or a fine of $500 or both. Bunch of stuff going on there, including the fact you can't drive recklessly on a frozen pond. I know some people right now are going, what? There goes all my winter hobbies. You can't drive on a frozen stream either, recklessly. Or a frozen public lake. Now, you might say, but Steve, public, doesn't that imply that you could drive recklessly on your own lake if you got one on your property? Yes, it does. But you'll notice it does say other places open to the general public. So you could get a reckless driving ticket in a parking lot, even though the parking lot is private property. So let's talk about like a Walmart parking lot. You're out there doing donuts. Cop comes by and goes, dude, stop that. I'm going to give you a ticket now and cite you for reckless driving. And you see, this is private property. And they go, it doesn't matter. It's open to the general public. And by the way, when I said ticket, it's not really a ticket in that sense. It's a crime because it is, in fact, a misdemeanor. That's the key here, Because if you get a civil infraction ticket for 10 miles an hour over, 15 miles an hour over, whatever it might be, a civil infraction is not a crime, okay? A misdemeanor is a crime. So this could make you have a criminal record. So driving 150 miles per hour on I-75 on a Sunday morning, weaving in and out of other cars, is reckless driving, because it sounds like you're driving in a willful or wanton disregard for the safety of persons or property. And by the way, notice this is persons or property, because you could say, what if no one is on the road? Ah, but if you were to crash or damage something, and even your car. And by the way, injury to persons could be you. So if you are risking your own life, believe it or not, you can be ticketed and cited, again, misdemeanor, for reckless driving. So a lot of people think that's wrong, but I'm just letting you know that's the law, and I'm an attorney. I'm just here to explain the law to you. If you don't like the law, don't get mad at me. I'm just the messenger. I'm the messenger. So you want to look this up. It's MCL 257-626, reckless driving on highway, frozen public lake or parking place, violations, misdemeanor, and penalty. And in case you're curious, there are things that also happen when you get driving infractions in Michigan and many other states, and you get points on your license, and those aren't good. So, for instance, reckless driving is good for 6 points. 6 points. By the way, 12 is where you ding the bell and you lose your license. So 6 gets you halfway there with one shot. By the way, 16 miles per hour or more over the speed limit by itself would have been 4 points. 4 points. Careless driving would be 3 points, and then 2 points for all other moving violations of traffic laws, and so on. So I'm not going to get into that. There's a whole list of violations that get you points. But the key here is the man is alleged to have been doing 150 miles per hour as recorded by a radar gun held by a trooper on I-75 in Holly Township. And the car was said to be weaving in and out among the cars, other cars in the roadway, at 150 miles an hour. And the car was stopped, which in and of itself is actually some kind of feat, if you think about it. Because if the trooper was stopped and a car goes by at 150, you can imagine it by the time the trooper gets out on the roadway and puts his foot into it, that car is a good distance down the road. Now, of course, on I-75, there's only so many exits. In that area, the exits are few and far between. So if he bails on an exit, and even if you were to do that, those are pretty rural places. It's not like he can duck into a city and start weaving around blocks. There aren't those kinds of places out in that area. It'd be very, very hard to evade the police in that area. So the guy got busted, cited for reckless driving, cited for window tint, and the car got impounded. And I can tell you, I represented a guy a while back who got pulled over on a motorcycle, alleged to be driving at a high rate of speed with some other motorcyclists. And the police officer turned on the overhead lights, and my guy pulled over. And the other guys disappeared into the night. Never be seen again. No idea who they were. My guy gets a ticket, and he got written for reckless. And I go to court, and I'm there. I go find the cop. And I go talk to the prosecutor, and the prosecutor looks at me and he goes, wait, how fast is your guy going? I'm going, I don't know, I wasn't there. And the guy pulls out the ticket and he goes, you think you can get a deal on this? And I go, well, I mean, you're not going to stop me from trying, are you? I'm here. He goes, go talk to the cop. He goes, if the cop's willing to cut you a deal, I'll cut you a deal. And I think he did that kind of like just as a knock yourself out, idiot. I mean, Who's gonna cut a deal on this? And I go find the cop, and I go, look, I go, you pulled my guy over, you claim he was doing this, blah, blah, blah. He goes, yeah, he was. I go, okay. I go, describe it to me. He goes, well, I saw four motorcyclists go zooming by me. I caught him doing, I forgot what the number was. It's a big number. And he goes, I turned on the lights, and I pulled your guy over. And I go, what happened to the other three guys? He goes, they didn't stop. I go, my guy stopped. I go, do you have any doubt my guy could have gotten away from you? He goes, no. I go, my guy stopped. You got to give him credit for that. And the cop started laughing and he goes, you know, you're right. Knocked into a careless driving. Not a misdemeanor. Civil infraction. I knocked it from a crime to a ticket. So that's how it works sometimes. You got to go, as one of my professors said, you ride any horse going in your direction. But this is all I had. But again, the other three people didn't stop. My guy stopped. I think he should get some credit for that. So it worked out. I can't say I get all the cases to work out that well, but once in a while they do. So this guy here, caught going 150 in a Dodge Charger Hellcat, been charged with reckless driving for his little stunt there on I-75 on Sunday morning. Car got impounded. That, of course, is the real shame of it, because it's not the car's fault. It's not the car's fault. It's a cool car, though. Brandon Champion wrote for MLive.com. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. There's a talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Trust yourself, then you will truly know how to live.